I'm joined in the studio today by presenter, facilitator, public speaker, trainer, award-winning financial journalist, social media whiz, writer David Worsfold. So very good morning to you.
Morning. Happy to be here.
Lovely to have you in the studio. As I said, you've got an absolutely amazing CV. Yeah. So when did you actually first start writing?
It goes back to school days. I did, you know, from primary school days, I liked writing and always took the opportunity to write, you know, either write creatively or particularly I always enjoyed writing about historical subjects and current events. So it really started from there.
And do you remember anything from that age? Have you got any of books or workbooks from when you were young?
No, I don't think I've kept anything that goes that far back. It would probably be quite interesting to have a look at it if they ever came to light.
Now, moving on from that, you've written on a variety of subjects. Now, some people might just write their fiction, but you've written about so much. I mean, I've got here, you've written about investment, news, history, sports, music.
I did economics and politics at university, and I think, you know, marrying that interest with, you know, my interest, and sort of, I could write, you know, I knew how to express myself in words, both written and also spoken. So marrying those two things together, then, you know, writing about sort of economics and financial subjects was a logical place to start. So that's what I did virtually 40 years ago now.
How did you get into writing about music?
Because I'm interested in music. I've sung in a church choir since I was 9 years old, and, you know, developed, you know, quite a wide interest in music. And yeah, I write program notes for concerts and things like that. So yeah, it's developed out of my own personal interest in music, particularly choral music.
I'm going to say, don't forget Handel. What you were telling me about Handel, you'd done some...
I put on 4 or 5 Come and Sing Messiahs at Brentwood Cathedral in the last 10 years, all of which have been quite successful. Mm. It's one of those things, it's a wonderful thing to do, because it's something's actually on a lot of people's bucket lists to sing Handel's Messiah with an orchestra in a cathedral. Mm. And to actually be able to put that on, so some people can live that dream. It's actually, it's a huge privilege.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fabulous. Oh, that does sound good. Now, training. You're in the world of training. Tell us about that.
That came out of, you know, my work as, you know, as a journalist. I became an editor and, you know, was recruiting, you know, young journalists and, you know, what, wanted to help them develop their skills and their career, and that slowly led to taking a more detailed and structured interest in training. And eventually, at some sort of 14, 15 years ago, I did actually launch a graduate training scheme at Incisive Media when I was the editorial director there, and developed a lot of courses alongside that. And since I've been working for myself for the last 7 years, I've been able to deliver a lot of those for a very wide variety of publishers.
And you've also, that's not only in the UK, that's also in New York and Hong Kong as well.
Yes, they had offices in both of those places, and being able to go over there and, you know, work with, you know, local talent in those cities. I got a huge contrast, as you might imagine, between New York and Hong Kong. I mean, that again was it's exciting and interesting and stimulating, because you get something different out of those people.
Do you like to be busy? You somebody who's got to have something to do, and do you get excited by new ideas? And is that the way that you are? You're always looking for the next.
I think the honest answer to that has to be yes.
Yeah. Yes. I thought so.
Yes.
Now, talking about social media, it is one of those things. Some companies don't do a lot of social media, they keep back with it. But you were an early adopter of social media.
Oh, yes.
So you were in that at the beginning.
Yeah, I think I was made for social media. I like communicating, I like engaging with people. And I think at its best, it's a fantastic tool for doing that. I mean, unfortunately, you know, there is a dark side to social media, and we haven't really got the right approach to managing all of the things that can sort of fall off it and the damage that it can done. Yeah. We've got to think a lot harder about how we police it, how we all respond to each other on social media. But actually, it is hard. It's about communicating with people. It's about engaging with people. It's about finding out new things, and that, you know, that's one of the things I really enjoy mm-hmm. about it. I think companies, I still think could be a lot more personal about the way they use social media. I mean, you know, too many of them just see it as an advertising medium. And when mm. I've worked with companies mm. to try and develop social media strategies for them, I said, this is about people talking yes. to people, not you as a company broadcasting to the masses. And I said, if you can take it down to the personal level, you'll get the engagement and you'll get the brand loyalty that you're trying to build.
You're involved with the Brentwood Art Council. What's your role there?
I'm the music rep, which means I've meant to keep in touch with as many of the music groups in the town as possible. Oh, yeah. I do try and do that because I'm involved in so many other things. Having the time to actually yes. make yes. contact with all of them is, you know, I don't pretend that I do a brilliant job, but you know, I'm there to try and help them connect with each other. And if they come to me for advice, bit of information, I always try and respond.
And is that music across the board, so it isn't just classical music?
There's a variety of music groups affiliated to the Brentwood Arts Council. I mean, most of them from fairly traditional genres. I mean, a lot of them are classical. You know, some of them are more popular, you know, crossover film music, and so on, light opera. But you know, there are one or two newer groups coming along. We try and encourage them. We have a little bit of money we can give as grants to new projects. So we're, you know, always happy to talk to people who have got great ideas. The Arts Council has done some fantastic things on the drama side in the last couple of years, in particular by working with some great local talent and helping share that expertise with young people who want to make a career in drama.